Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
contains adult language. Listener description is advised. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a, might as well say, a little bit of a special edition of WFSR Aftermath, because we didn't get much into talking about the pay-per-view because there was no show yesterday, because I was down there myself for the pay-per-view. But before we get on to the pay-per-view, we want to mention congratulations to the success of Ice Pro Wrestling making their debut. They had a show on the east side of Miramar Theater here in Milwaukee. So they have more than a successful show, so I'm glad that they did put it off and can't wait to afford to see the next show, whenever that's going to be. So just hopefully they let us know what's going on and just go from there. Only time will tell, like, when their show is going to be. So hopefully it'll be next month or June or something like that. Just something that's not, like, involved with a, you know, collide with a pay-per-view. So we're hoping that they don't do it that way. Because there are going to be people that, you know, they probably could, there'd probably be more people, you know, come in besides, like, you know, because everybody's going to see a WWE pay-per-view regardless. More people than 10 times the, you know what I mean. But anyways, let's talk about my experience from yesterday. But for the people in Green Bay, I just got word that the next time WWE is going to be in town, it will be, I think it was August 18th, if I'm correct. Yeah, August 18th. That will, of course, that would be like days before they will be, some of them will be in Chicago for Comic-Con, which is going to be kind of interesting, like, because does that mean a few of them going to, like, stay here, or what's going to happen? So that will be interesting. I had a drink on this good juice here. But yeah, once again, SmackDown. It'll be SmackDown in Green Bay, Tuesday, August 18th. They are doing the pre-sale right about now. It's WWEGBPRE. And, we're going to take a moment of silence because Vern Gagne had passed away today. We just found that out before we went on the air, so we're going to take a moment of silence on that. So just take a moment of silence. Thank you. The neighbors.
Do you think you should shut the front door? Or do you just
want to
listen?
Well, I do want to kind of listen, but it's like they probably just talk about nothing but nonsense. But, anyways, there's a photo that I took yesterday because it was a couple of people surprisingly had the Money in the Bank briefcase. And they was just, like, bringing it around with them. I'm just like, man, I want to get one. Grandma was like, man, they ain't going to sell no more in WWE. They sold out. I'm like, you never know they're going to bring it up. So I have a photo. It's on my cover photo on Facebook of me holding the briefcase with my ECW title and my WWE title belt. And I was trying to do a show with John at the same time, but couldn't be able to do it because I only can, like, on my phone, I can video call people, but I can't broadcast a show on there, which kind of sucks, but what more can you do? So I did put up a video yesterday, my predictions for the pay-per-view, and I think only got, like, about four matches right out of seven. And I just thought I'd be 100% of my predictions, but some of these wins I did not predict or did not see coming, which is pretty good. Like, you got new tag champs. There are some matches that you just think that wasn't going to happen, and somebody's pay-per-view losing streak is over, so going to get to that in a bit. It was
was fun down there, but I'm going to talk about the issues that I had down there. One, I'm going to blame on myself. I forgot to put a memory card for my camera, which I don't know why I ended up forgetting, but I did. So put the camera in there. Well, put the memory card in the camera. So good. Thank God that it was on sale at Target, and Target was across the street from the arena, so that's a good thing. Most of the wrestlers did not stop to talk to fans like normally they would. They did wave at some people, and a few of them said they don't have the time, they had to go in. And you got some of them that just kept on going. But only two people that did autographs and photos for people. I tried to get a photo with Damian Sandow, but unfortunately Jeremy couldn't hold the camera right. So that kind of sucked. But like standing down there, like most of the day when I don't know, but I think some of my friends like regret now that we should have catch some of them at the hotel before we really came down here. So they do kind of regret that. But the bad thing was that a lot of people tried to skip when we was coming in, getting a ticket scan. They just like a lot of people just out of nowhere just jump in front of me. Believe me, if I was back at home, I would have done something about it. But then again, I don't want to, you know, get kicked out or whatnot.
State incident because you started a fight with a bunch of hooligans from Illinois.
Right. I didn't want to do that.
I would have. You know my Matthew. I would be glad I wasn't there.
Because, like, if I was drove there myself and would have went there, I wouldn't have cared. But it's like, I'm not going to get myself kicked out and
ruin it for your friends who you were with.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to ruin it for them. So I just said, forget it and just
it makes me laugh that like, they're pushing in front and everything. It's like, we've got tickets, dude.
Right, and the lines, it was like one line one way and one line the other way. And normally they would have did it one way, but it just got crazy. But furthermore, I knew that some of my friends, if we would have got lost each other, they would have went to the merchandise stands and bought whatever. But I was just going to wait around with them because I wasn't going to plan on buying anything, period. So I ended up just saying, forget it, I'm just going to find my seat and just go there, sit there. So I was the first one there, got to my seat, and tried to sit down, and the strangest reason, like, any other time, I barely fit in a chair, but it's just this time, I could not fit in a chair at all. So, yeah, which kind of sucks. And apparently, I wasn't the only one that couldn't fit in the chairs. There was a few more people that was, like, that couldn't fit in the chairs. But I'm thinking, like, the thing was, although the person, couple of people was wider than I was, but
part of your problem isn't your weight, it's the fact that you're a big built guy. So whereas somebody maybe shorter than you but the same size would be able to sit down there, like your leg length and everything just hinders you because you're trying to squash yourself into a smaller space.
And it's like one of those things that that's one of the issues that they do need to change. They need to fix those seatings in the arena. I know the arena is like they remade the arena. It's not that old, but there's something they just need to work on. So that's one of the things that happened. I did get security, and I tried to ask them, like, okay, I can't fit in my seat. Is there something you can do? So I follow him, and he just just said, wait right here. And I was like in an area of like you, it's kind of like in the dark. And like, of course, you got like, you know, recycled, like you throw trash and throw recycle things, whatever, whatever. Okay. So the guy came back with two chairs. And I was going to try to get my other friend to sit there, but he didn't want to move. So, whatever. I wasn't upset with that, but it was just the area that where I was sitting at. I'm like, because you know like how the scene is. It's like going uphill and whatever.
You need to complain to them about it. It's what you need to do and tell them that this is what security did. He gave you a seat near a bunch of trash cans.
Something I never thought of.
I'll do it. You know me. I've got a big ass mouth. I will do that for you. In fact, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll call them up.
But, so I gave you two seats, and like I was saying, you know how the seating goes like up front or whatever. So you see the last row, then you see like the ground and like the seats. Just say like the seats, as you can see, like I'm sitting on the couch or whatever.
Yep.
Then maybe like a foot, like between where I'm sitting, like my back and how the ground is.
Yeah, I'm tall enough to complain.
Yeah, laying out like that, then maybe about like 5 feet away, there was my seat. So it was hard for me to see the ring or anything like that, but I can see like the stage and, of course, you know, the score screen. And I was just not happy for the first hour. Well, first, I would say most of the show.
Remind me tomorrow, I'm going to call up and
complain. All right.
Because you know I don't put up with stuff like that at all.
Right. It's like, just normally, like, I don't know if the seat where I was like, I don't know, because, like, I can barely sit in that seat as times before, but it is this time it was just different. I just don't know what it is. But, anyways, so I try my best, like, to watch the pay-per-view most of the times, and there was times it's just like, no, I just had to get up and try to watch what was going on. That's what I did with the Roman Reigns and Big Show match and the main event, the title match in the steel cage. But I guess, like, my friends thought I got kicked out. So I ran into them before they did the semi-main event. Ran to Jeremy. I guess he was charging the phones or whatever. He was like, we thought y'all got kicked out. I'm like, no, I'm like, section next to y'all, but I'm just way behind there. So this is like, just try to meet up over here, and we're all gonna leave as soon as like the match is over, or whatever. So I did stand up, watch the match, and whatever. And I guess the good thing was people did come in on the belts I had. They liked it and things like that. And there's another thing I couldn't stand with the CM Punk chants.
He's gone.
Right. Read my lips, Chicago. He's not coming back to WWE. Go cheer for him when he has a fight at UFC. It's like, are you kidding me? Uh-oh.
Is he getting physical? He's the color one.
Getting real.
So aren't you going to tell people our other wonderful news?
Oh, my birthday was this past Thursday? Was that the
one? Yeah, okay. That is wonderful news. You made it through another year.
Yeah. I'm 34 and still young. But,
young, hung, and full.
Yay! But, besides that news, guess who is now has my last name?
The dog.
Duh. They always have my last name, but somebody else has my last name, too.
I do now.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, Mrs. Jones. And don't make fun of it. I hate that freaking Me and Mrs. Jones song. Sorry, nothing against Martin Gaye, but I just cannot stand that song.
Well, now we change it to this.
Hey,
Hazel and Mr. Jones.
Oh, God.
We've got wrestling going on. Steve McQueen,
TC. One of his cars you must have forgot.
And I'm sorry, but I have to share even better news. I'm actually going to see the Bucks playoff game on Thursday.
Yes, you are. And it was a good win that they had tonight. It was a very good win. It seemed like they had the lead most of the time.
Yeah. I just hope they can bring that back to Milwaukee
and win game six. And maybe it'll be a shocker and they win game seven. That would be a big boost. You know, Washington swept Toronto.
Yes, they did.
And Toronto was supposed to be the heavy favorite to win the series, but that didn't happen. So... anyway, we're going to talk about the matches. Neville did defeat Bad News Barrett in a pre-show, which it was supposed to be Daniel Bryan versus Bad News Barrett for the IC title, but it didn't happen due to Daniel Bryan not medically clear to wrestle. Then first you have the Chicago Street Fight with Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper, which was just went all over, well, I wouldn't say like all over the place, but it was in the ring, outside the ring, went into the back, then they were fighting nearby a car, they got in the car and then took off.
They went backseat off the road. On the top of that Escalade.
But the thing is, everybody thinking like, what? That's it? I'm just thinking like, I wonder if there may be more or they might come back. But anyways, for now, I call that match a draw. That's what I thought it would have been. But next up, it was a tag team title match with Kid Cesaro versus New Day, which everybody's saying New Day sucks, but whatever. They don't suck now, since now they're the new tag team champions. Let's see, third match. I know something was that third match. I remember the rest of them, but I know there's one missing, so now I gotta go back to. Just hold on. There we go. Will they please shut up back there? Oh, yeah, it was Kiss Me Arse match. That was the one I was forgetting about. It was Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus. But, although Dolph Ziggler did win that match, but he ended up kissing Sheamus' arse.
Dude, you kissed his ass?
Yeah. Whatever you try to call it, but it happened. You thought you were going to see the Vince McMahon treatment, but it ended up like, you know, trying to make the, their ring gear or whatever, their tights. Make it up into close to a thong, and you end up kissing his butt cheek. Well, I guess it looked like Sheamus was about to do it. He gave Ziggler a low blow. Then did a double kick. to arse. Okay, next up. Now we can get to New Day and Cesaro. We already talk about that. So, with New Day is the new tag team champs, due to a little bit of interference with Xavier Woods. United States Championship match with a Russian chain match. John Cena did defeat Rusev. After that match, then it was a continuation of the Chicago Street fight because they came back and New Day was like celebrating their tag titles or whatever. Carr came back. Luke Harper trying to run. You saw Dean Ambrose on top of the car. Jump on Luke Harper on New Day. Then Harper did get back up, run. It was one of those matches. It was just amazing and shocking and just crazy all at the same time. So, finally, Dean Ambrose pay-per-view losing streak is over. And he finally won a pay-per-view match. I'm thinking that was the craziest streak since MVP's 120 matches losing streak or whatever. Which is kind of... Excuse me. Divas Championship match, Nikki Bella versus Naomi. I told you, John, that this was going to happen. But Nikki Bella did retain, defeat Naomi, because I guess he was thinking that with Naomi losing, it's going to lose its purpose of her being a heel. In my opinion, Extreme Rules is not the right pay-per-view for Naomi to win it just yet. Not saying that she's not going to win the Divas title, but I know she will, but this last night was not her night to win it. That's my opinion on that. Roman Reigns versus Big Show. I don't care what anybody said, but I do like, this is one of the few things I like while I was there last night, that the Chicago fans, they actually were cheering for Roman Reigns, and they did this match. It just went all over. You had the tables. And, of course, the chairs. Big Show getting speared through the table, then got the table thrown on him to win. So Roman Reigns did beat the Big Show. Ryback ended up beating up Bo Dallas, the crap of him, because I guess Bo Dallas was just talking, blah, 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 and whatever, whatever. And the main event. So it was a good main event. Seth Rollins did defeat Randy Orton. A little bit of help from Kane in a way. It's just kind of crazy. But anyways, look for us on Facebook. And also follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. WWE is. So I don't know why y'all ain't. So subscribe to our videos. And just look for us. There will be some new shows coming up soon, but you just have to wait for the details to get back. This Thursday, it will be the return of Clapback, so watch out for that. So we're out of time here. I know you won't, but until then, along with Hazel, this is our show. You guys have a good night and have a good week, and enjoy your wrestling.